We're here at Fernbank Elementary School, and these first graders represent some of the youngest kids playing chess in the state.
Oh, no.
The room is buzzing, filled with curiosity about how the chess pieces move and some friendly rivalry to boot.
They can't do that.
The kids really do like the game, and Fernbank Elementary is unique because it has so many kids in their after-school chess program, 116 of them, all coordinated by Elliot Bandoli.
Learning how to play chess and learning how to do well in chess builds the mental ability to think ahead. The best chess players are able to think many moves ahead and appreciate the personality of the person across the table.
Two players sitting across the table from each other right now are fourth grader Gary Mace and third grader Sanjeev Anand.
I'm playing an opening called the King's Gambit. I like it because it actually gives. Well, I might want to not say it because
you don't want to say because he's right across from you.
He's obvious.
Why don't you whisper it into the mic and then only I will hear it? Okay, go ahead.
It's actually because he wants to, so I can win the center by giving up a pawn.
That's what I thought you were going to do. Several dozen elementary schools use chess as an after-school activity, but that's not to say it's an extension of learning, but rather a way to expand young, growing, curious minds, especially when a child has found an interest in the game.
There's just so much evidence of the good things that happen when children get involved in chess.
That's Mark Taylor, senior editor with Georgia Chess Magazine. He says that the game is not just for gifted kids, but it's for kids that are at risk, or even kids who have a hard time concentrating.
There certainly is a strong corollary between training the mind in chess thinking, and that helps to develop cognitive skills that are useful in other areas of learning.
And while many kids we talk to like to play chess, many of them do play games on their handheld electronic devices. And yes, on some of those devices, they are playing chess. Organizers have told me that getting kids to appreciate the game, though, could look something as simple as this. Parents teach chess, child learns chess, child beats parent. That win, along with the parents' involvement, could very well lay the groundwork for an after-school program or a club. Cliff Valley Elementary has an after-school program. That's where we find 9-year-old Elena Brittman. She's just one of a few girls playing at her grade level.
It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy. It would just matter if who the players.
She has been playing chess since she was 4.
Chess is not like just a game to me. It's like the game of life because like the pieces move up, you move up and learn stuff. It's just awesome.
Check.
For the past few years, the interest in chess at the K through 8 grades has ebbed and flowed, but it really has grown. And Mark Taylor tells me that there could be thousands of young Georgia kids playing it.
Children, for them, it's as much of a social activity, getting together with friends, with classmates, traveling, visiting other schools. So I'm not pessimistic about chess in Georgia.
But the truth is that interest in chess for most of these kids will fade over time. Think of it like t-ball or any other competitive game. Some kids stay with it and others maybe not so much. But as far as K through 8th grade chess in Georgia goes, it seems well positioned to continue to grow and move forward strategically. David Barraswain, WABE.